From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Irma's winds, storm surge, and rainfall remain life-threatening. President Donald Trump assured those in Florida that precautions are well underway.
The governor has so far done a terrific job. I mean, they're prepared. We don't know exactly where it's going to be landing, where landfall will be, but we think we're as well prepared as you can possibly be.
Irma has killed at least one person in Barbuda and several people in St. Martin after rolling over those islands with maximum sustained winds of 285 kilometers per hour. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said Beijing strongly opposes the latest nuclear test by North Korea and says the key to resolving the current tension involves both sanctions and dialogue.
Given the new development on the Korean Peninsula, China agrees that the UN Security Council should make a further response by taking necessary measures. China will have close communications with the relevant parties, adopting a very objective and responsible attitude.
The United States is seeking the toughest ever UN sanctions on North Korea that would ban all oil and natural gas exports to the Northeast Asian nation and freeze all foreign financial assets of the government and its leader, Kim Jong-un. Washington's political establishment is reeling a day after President Trump blindsided Republican congressional leaders, siding with Democrats on a three-month debt ceiling extension that puts his own party in an awkward spot with midterm elections a little more than a year away. Republican reaction to the deal has ranged from bewilderment to anger to cautious endorsement of the deal that they see as playing into Democratic hands. This is VOA News.